I'm Steve Miller reporting. A suicide car bombing at a military base in southern Afghanistan Wednesday killed at least two soldiers and wounded 15 others. Brunwyn Benito has the details.
The attack happened in Lashkarga, capital of restive Helmand province, and targeted a contingent of Afghan National Army soldiers who were about to leave the base for a counter-Taliban operation in a nearby district. A Taliban spokesman claimed its suicide bombers assaulted the base. Wednesday's attack is the third suicide bombing in Helmand in recent days, killing dozens of people. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Ryan Brooks reports on a new U.S. sanctions against North Korean officials as Washington continues to apply pressure to Pyongyang to cease its missile programs.
A precise approach to new North Korean sanctions as the U.S. took aim at two top officials behind the ballistic missile program on Tuesday. The U.S. Treasury said it's all part of a, quote, maximum pressure campaign to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. However, these restrictions are largely symbolic. They only block both of them from property under U.S. reach and forbid dealings with U.S. citizens. Also on Tuesday, Russia offered to wade into the fray to help mediate between Washington and Pyongyang. In response, the State Department said the U.S. can already talk to North Korea, quote, through a variety of channels, and that it's up to North Korea to change course.
Reporter Ryan Brooks. Bosnia's war crimes court has convicted Azra Basic for crimes committed against Bosnian Serb civilians during the country's 1992 to 1995 war. It comes a year after she was extradited from the United States, where she had become a naturalized citizen. This is VOA News. Liberian National Elections Chairman Jerome Korkoya said that while there were some issues